You're listening to Review Deja Vu, part of the We Love Where You Live podcast series brought to you by the Michigan Municipal League. Here's your host, Lisa Donovan.
Hi, this is Lisa Donovan, editor of the League's magazine, The Review. We are here at Capital Conference 2018 in Lansing, and my guest today is Karen Majewski. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen's here for a number of reasons. She's actually, maybe the most important, is she's receiving the Honorary Lifetime Membership Award this evening at the Awards Gala. How does it feel to be receiving an Honorary Lifetime Award?
Well, it was such a surprise. Actually, I didn't even know I was getting the award at the last board meeting. I stepped out for a minute and came back, and everyone was applauding. And that's when I found out that an announcement
Yeah, I heard
had
you got a
made.
Little sneak preview there.
Yeah.
Usually people don't find out till at the gala or right near the gala.
But what an honor. What an unexpected honor, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know you've had a long involvement with the league, not actually culminating because you're still involved, but you were the president from 2011 to 12.
Yeah, and that was a hard year.
Was it?
Hard year. You know, financially, a lot of cities were suffering. The recovery really hadn't started yet, and it was a challenging year.
Right.
And of course, Hamtramck has its share of financial problems. So, I think that was one of the reasons why I was in that position that year, was because I represented a city that was facing a lot of the kinds of financial stresses and challenges that cities all over the state.
So you could really empathize with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was kind of the culmination of your career with the league, but you're still involved. But tell me a little bit about how you got started in government in the first place. I know you're the mayor now of Hamtramck, been the mayor for quite a while.
Well, I'm an historian by profession, so I started out on the Historical Commission as a mayoral appointee. But as far as elected government, I think, like most women, I was drafted.
Ah,
and,
who drafted you?
Yeah, well, it was an interesting time in Hamtramck in the late 1990s, early 2000s. There was a big political shift in power going on. And I was recruited by kind of the upstarts to run for city council as part of a slate. And it was a really volatile time in Hamtramck politics, and things were pretty nasty. And I had always said that you'd have to be crazy to get involved in politics. But
so you took the crazy step.
I think like a lot of women, especially when you feel that you're needed, you feel obligated to step up. But I've told the story many times, and I'm not ashamed of it, that I said I would do it, and then I went home and threw myself on the bed and cried my eyes out.
Oh, goodness.
So
what have I done?
Yeah, what have I done? And what does this do to my life? But I won, our whole slate won. And I became city council president, and then 2 years later I ran for mayor and have never looked back.
Wow. And do I understand that you are the first female mayor?
I am the first woman mayor. It's interesting because Hamtramck has a long history going back to the 1930s of strong women on city council.
Wow.
But for some reason or another, I'm the first actually to be elected mayor.
That's fabulous. So tell me a little bit more about your involvement with the league. How did you get involved, and what kind of positions have you had?
Well, I always think it's important that whatever I do in my life, I've kind of leaned toward learning as much as I can and getting involved in professional organizations, meeting my colleagues, whether that's in my profession, whether it's in academia, whether it's in whatever thing that I do in my life, that kind of involvement and interaction and networking just kind of being part of decision making and the process has always been important to me. So it was a natural thing when I was elected to city council to start to take classes, to do the weekenders, to learn as much as I could. I mean, I came into city government really knowing nothing about how local government runs. I was as I say, recruited by experienced folks who carried me along. I didn't know how to run a campaign. I couldn't have done any of that on my own.
They obviously saw potential in you.
Yeah, so this was a chance. Well, they saw potential. Let me tell you that they asked me the day before the petitions were due. So
wow.
I don't think that I was their first person that they asked. So by that time, they were desperate, too, which, you know, accounted for some of my feeling that that they really needed me right then and there. But, you know, I felt like there was so much that I didn't know and so much to learn. And if I was going to do this thing, I needed to do it from a space of understanding and taking advantage of the experience of other people. I just needed to learn all that I could. And so here I am.
And what other positions have you held within the league?
I was on the board of trustees, uh-huh. And then, you know, served as vice president and then as president. And then it was great because, you know, as a past president, you don't have any duties anymore. You get all the glory. All the perks and all the excitement of, you know, being with your colleagues, of continuing to learn.
And I understand as a past president, you pretty frequently come to board meetings.
Oh, yes,
and
I do. I
events.
Try to come to every board meeting unless it's snowing.
Yeah, it's a little bit
every
of a trip
board
from
meeting
Hamtramck
and every
Lansing.
Conference, I don't think that I've ever missed.
Oh, that's excellent. So, really good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, the climate and the you know, legislative climate and the financial situation for cities, I mean, it's evolving, it's always changing, and there's you know, you never learn everything that you need to know. So,
what do you think is one of the more pressing issues now for communities, including Hamtramck?
My answer to that has not changed in the, you know, 13, 15 years that I've been involved in Hamtramck political life. It's finances. It's
right,
money.
Right.
You know, whether you're talking about an individual community's situation or whether you're talking about, you know, the kind of state funding mechanisms that the league leads in discussion about and you know, formation of alternatives.
If you've been working on it for 13 years and probably before that, that's all the more important that the league needs to be working on it Save My City initiative.
I'm in the humanities, right? I was trained in the humanities. So if you had told me, you know, in 2003, that like my primary focus would be on money and finances, then I would have, you know, I would have cried all the longer there.
Yeah, you didn't quite know what you were getting into
pillow.
In the beginning.
No. But really, you know, it's infrastructure, it's funding, it's finding the means to do all the things, all the wonderful, wonderful things that we want to do for our cities and
right.
that our residents deserve.
And one of the wonderful things that we like to do at the League and we promote is placemaking. And I know you've had some placemaking adventures in Hamtramck.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Hamtramck is really the poster child for the argument for placemaking. You know, not everyone loves where they live, right?
Right.
And I love the MML's slogan, you know, we love where you live. I mean, it's so positive. It's so affirming,
yes.
Yeah. But I am Hamtramck. I mean, what can you say that about, you know, about a place that has a sense of community, that kind of has a human scale, both, you know, architecturally and you know, in terms of community organization. That kind of, you know, checks all the boxes for placemaking. Of course, if, you know, if we had a lake, it'd be even better. But
we can't all have a lake.
Yeah, you know. But we've got that walkable community. We've got
that's so important these days.
We've got an old school downtown. You know, we as I've said many times, you know the woman who makes your bread.
Right. That sounds wonderful.
just like we are a place with its own identity. And that, to me, that's what drew me to Hamtramck in the first place. You know, our diversity. I mean, I wanted to live in a place where I heard other languages on the street, where I kind of encountered the world, you know, from my
front
porch.
Right out your doorstep, right?
Exactly. And where you know your neighbors and you feel a part of something bigger than yourself. that your actions, your decisions, even like you're cutting your lawn, I mean, what, you know, whatever it is that you do in your that makes your little world, affects your community, makes that your presence makes a difference.
And you've taken that a step farther by even getting involved in your community's government and really yes. making it a good place, doing yeah. everything you can to
but
make it
know,
a good place.
But, you know, I mean, there's so much community involvement in Hamtramck. I think that that's one of the really interesting things about the city. People aren't kind of disengaged. You know, sometimes to a fault, they're engaged, you know. But like, nobody's indifferent. Or nobody, you know, looks on, oh, you know, what are they... Oh, it's just city government. Who cares? You know, no, everybody's kind of feels connected and that they have a stake and that they have a voice. And sometimes it's a loud and strident and angry voice, but it's because they feel that their voice matters.
It'll be heard. It's worth making their voice heard.
And right. And that it can actually make a difference.
That's excellent. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today, Karen. I really
appreciate
you
joining me. You don't
want
me to talk
me?
About Hamtramck for the next hour?
Sure. We'll do that off camera, off mic here.
Yeah.
That was really nice having you. I really appreciate getting to know you and hearing about your career here at the League. And I wish you the best of luck and a great time this evening at the awards gala.
Thank you very much.
And be sure to tune in or look at the next issue of the Review Magazine, the May-June issue, where you'll see pictures and more about Karen and all the other award winners from the awards gala. Thanks for joining us, Karen.
Thank you.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.